Hello, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Fund. My name is Antonia. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I missed a call a few minutes ago from, I guess, this number. I was in the shower, and now I'm trying to figure out, I guess, why y'all called me, or even if I'm talking to the right person. I know I filled out the unemployment compensation or whatever, and I don't have the tax paperwork from 2021 or 2022 from when I was working at Breaker Ministries, and I'm not going to get 2022, my daddy said, until, I guess, January of 2023. But the unemployment office, I guess, oh, Alabama unemployment, whatever, mailed me a couple of pieces of paper, said they needed the attached 2021 and 2022, I guess, taxes or my paycheck stubs or W-2s or whatever that I don't have. And since I got fired from Breaker, I've been trying to log into their ADP account or whatever with my email and password. And I guess since they removed me from, I guess, their employee list, they will also remove me from the app. So, therefore, I have information from when I started there up until September 2nd when they switched from ADP over to Bamboo HR. And I got fired, I think, November 7th or 8th. But I don't have the information from September 2nd until November 7th or 8th, whenever I got fired. But I got all the other information. I just don't know how to get it to y'all, or even if I'm talking to the right people or person.
Yes, sir. So the number that you used to call from, was mm-hmm. Was it from this number?
Let me see. All right. Phone calls. Yes, it was 1-877-305-4020, and they left a 32-second voicemail, right, figure out how to check, at 6:54 or 5:54, whatever. My eyes are bad, but and I was just trying to return the call and see. I know y'all were returning my call, but I didn't know. Like I said, I'm even talking to the right person. No.
Okay, so you will need to contact the inquiry department because they can better assist you than I can. I am the new claims on only. I just put in new claims. So the number that you missed is probably from the inquiry department. Yes. And you probably will need to give them a call again on Sunday because you only get one appointment per week.
Okay. But I think they set me up. I mean, they tried to call me, I guess, today. But I called after 5 o'clock today. I called the 361 number, whatever, 1-800, I guess 361 or whatever, and they said that they would call me from 7 in the morning to whatever time it was tomorrow. I don't know what to tell you when they call me. I mean,
they're going to call you tomorrow?
Well, I called the appointment line after, you know, they told me to call after 5 o'clock, which I called about 5:10, 5:15, and they said that somebody from Alabama Unemployment will call me from anywhere from 7:30 to, I think, 5 or 6, whatever time they close, tomorrow. So I guess I'm making that appointment. But I still don't know how to get y'all the W-2 and the tax forms from 2021 or 2022 off of the ADP app, which I got all the way up until September 2nd. And then I got fired November 11th because they switched. Well, that ain't my fault, but anyway.
They can ask them that. Ask them. Whenever they call you back, ask them.
Ask who? The people calling me or?
Ask them because when you explained it to me, I thought you were saying that you missed a phone call from them because that's who you would need to talk to. But if you didn't miss a phone call from them and you missed a phone call from us, the claim sign only, then that means that you would need to put in a claim with us. So, but get more information. Before I open up a claim, get more information from them whenever they give you a call back. Don't miss that call. Have your volume up. Take your phone everywhere with you from 7 a.m. or whatever the hours they told you so they were going to call you back. Have your phone with you right there, volume up. Take it with you because you only get one call per week. And if you miss that call, you will have to wait until Sunday to talk to them again.
Sunday.
Yes, they open Sunday through Thursday.
Okay. I just put the little, I call the appointment line at the 5. So I guess Monday, today started a new week. I mean, or maybe Sunday did. But anyway, I put the I called the appointment line after 5:30, so they should call me tomorrow, and that will be my one time a week, would be this week.
Mm-hmm. When they call you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, then. How do I go about getting them the W-2 or the information from the job
Ask them that when they return your call, ask them that, mm-hmm. because they can assist you better than I can. I'm just a new claims line only. I just put in new claims.
Oh. I think I put in a claim. I set the appointment for, I guess, tomorrow. I called mm-hmm. them today. But I don't figure everything out on the internet, and they say they needed more information about, like, my W-2s and my tax forms. I ain't even talked to nobody about the reason why I hired, so ain't nobody even heard my side of the story. They may have called Vapor and found out why I got fired or whatever, but they didn't even, they didn't even hear my side of the story, so.
Yes, sir. So whenever they call you tomorrow, explain everything mm-hmm. to them, okay? Explain it all okay. to them, because they can look up information. They can see information regarding to your claim. I'm just a new claims line. I just put in the claims. So whenever they return your call on tomorrow, ask them all the questions that you need, or write them down. Remember everything that you want to know, ask them, okay?
Okay. All right, and thank you so much.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. You enjoy the rest of your night, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a blessed night, too.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.